Vavakama Perak Dalad Mishnah Vav. Shor Shayim is Chakech Bakosel. Shor that was scratching itself against the wall. V'nafal ala adam. And this wall fell on a person. Niskavin laharges a behema. Or a shor that had kavana to kill another animal. V'harages a adam. And instead it killed a human. L'ovik kechavim v'harag ben Yisrael. Or it had kavana to kill an ovik kechavim, but instead it killed the Yisrael. L'nfalim, if it had kavana to kill a stillborn. V'harag ben kayama. And instead it killed a live baby. Potter. All these cases, the shor is potter. What we mean potter here, Rav explains, is that we mean potter from Misa. This is not a shor haniskel. We don't kill the shor. Why not? So the Rav brings. Because the Torah says, Hashor yisakel v'gam ba'al av yumas. And the limud is just like we kill, even though we're not necessarily killing the owners, but we normally kill owners only when the owner, if he would be killed because of something he did, it's always when he did it with kavana, intention. So therefore, kemisas abalim kach misas ashor. So the shor too, the only time a shor is ever killed is if a shor gores with kavana. Here it didn't have kavana to kill man, or it didn't have kavana to kill Yisrael, so on and so forth. The Gemara is medayik though, but if it had kavana to kill one guy and instead it killed somebody else, then the shor would get misa. But in all these cases, it doesn't get misa. And in the first case where it was scratching against the wall and it fell on a person, there it didn't have kavana to kill anybody. But the Rav says even if it was a shor mu'ud to scratch on walls and by doing so it had this strange characteristic, it would scratch on the walls and the walls would constantly fall on people. But since its kavana is not that the wall would fall on a person, rather, its intention is just to scratch itself, the shor is always potter from getting killed. However, the owner does pay kofar on these when the shor kills, even if a shor doesn't kill with kavana, because kofar has nothing to do with kavana, only killing the shor has to do with kavana. So in these cases, the baal would pay kofar if it was a shor mu'ud.